Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Legacy of the Dragon by J. Gregory Smith, performed by Todd Haberkorn. For Julie. Chapter 1. Out of the Mouths of Babes. April 2005. New York. Chinatown. Chin's Taste of Asia restaurant. There he is again! Travis Bender spat his carrots into a napkin. His brown eyes glittered and honed in on something beyond their table.
Who?
Colleen O'Leary scanned the restaurant. The walls were an ornate riot of Asian gold and red motifs. Couples sat around tiny tables packed into the space. A small fish tank with tropical fish hypnotized customers by the entrance. Their table sat next to a picture window, through which they could observe the crowds on narrow Elizabeth Street as they swirled by. She could hear an ambulance charging off from nearby St. Vincent's Hospital.
Outside! See that Asian kid with the crazy hair and baseball cap?
It was Chinatown. Most of the people walking by looked Asian. Colleen held her tongue when she saw Travis's agitation escalate.
He's been following me all day, and it's not the first time.
Travis popped out of his seat and knocked over his wine glass. The Riesling spread in a yellow stain across the tablecloth. People at several tables stopped talking and stared at them. Colleen grabbed for his hand, missed.
Sit down, please.
Like hell, he's not giving me the slip this time. Why would...
I'm gonna find out. Travis bolted toward the door, slamming headlong into a waiter on the way. Water glasses and steaming plates of food crashed to the floor. Travis never even looked back. Colleen saw a boy, no more than 13, with a wild shock of hair on the left side. When he turned to run, she noticed the right side was shaved down in a crew cut. A Yankees cap covered the rest. He moved like he expected to be chased. Travis's white shirt flashed by, and he caught the kid by the collar. The kid looked scared, but there was something underneath. Maybe it was just her imagination, but his eyes had a feral quality that looked years older than his age. Colleen knew she'd better get out there. She threw $100 on the table and noticed everyone in the restaurant staring out the large window.
I'm so sorry for the mess. I can't take him anywhere.
She pressed another $100 into the damp palm of the waiter, who glowered while busboys cleaned up the broken glass and splattered sauce. Out on the street, a small crowd gathered around Travis and the kid, who was struggling like a marlin on a line.
Lego!
The kid kept wriggling. Why are you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?